Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as we begin the Easter season, a lot of the first readings at weekday Mass will come from the Acts of the Apostles. This is an exciting period of reflections for me especially, because really the Acts of the Apostles is really part two of Luke's Gospel, his second installment. His first was the Gospel of Jesus Christ, and Luke's second work, the Acts, could be said as a gospel of the Holy Spirit. That is, how through Pentecost the Holy Spirit works through the apostles as the age of the church begins. It is one of the most significant books, but also one of the most unread. So I invite you this Easter season, if you have never read the Acts of the Apostles, to make it your daily scripture reading. It does help that we will cover a lot of it in our weekday Mass readings, because what we will find is that Acts is a kind of blueprint for the mission of the church. As Pope Paul VI said, the whole of the New Testament, and in a special way, the Acts of the Apostles, bears witness to a privileged and, in a sense, exemplary moment of this missionary effort, which will subsequently leave its mark on the whole history of the church. In many ways, the culture today is very much the same, and in some ways worse than the first century church. There is a widespread, vast ignorance of the gospel. So today we read that St. Peter the First Pope, giving his first scintillating papal address after the Pentecost experience in the upper room, he stands up and says to the crowd, "The man you killed, the man you crucified, God raised this man, Jesus, to life, and all of us are witnesses to that." The key message was that the resurrection happened. It's not a spiritual experience, but a historical fact. And now we will witness over these next few weeks the apostles led by Peter, who were the personal eyewitnesses to this fact, now spread the good news to the world through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O God, who give constant increase to your church by new offspring, grant that your servants may hold fast in their lives to the sacrament they have received in faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.